The investigation of the League of Valerie Plame's name and the attention it's focused on Karl Rove and Louis Libby is just one of many troubles for the Bush administration lately. Also on the list, conservatives opposed to the president's choice of Harriet Myers for the Supreme Court. Then there is an unpopular war, high gasoline prices, and the response to Hurricane Katrina. NPR's Mara Liasson reports on Republicans' concerns and Democrats' hopes about next year's elections.
Ask any optimistic Democrat about the Republicans' troubles, and they'll tell you it feels a lot like 1994 when members of the majority party were swept out by a wave of anti-incumbent disgust. Former Republican Congressman Vin Weber, who's now an informal advisor to the Bush administration, says the similarities are ominous.
At this point, what you'd have to say is that there are enough parallels to the 1994 cycle that Republicans ought to be very, very nervous.
No one knows more about 1994 than Newt Gingrich, the former Republican speaker who led his party out of the political wilderness that year by running an insurgent campaign against what he called a corrupt, out-of-touch, arrogant Democratic Congress.
I think this is the most important crossroads for the Republican Party since Ronald Reagan won in 1980. I think we're either going to be the party of very dramatic change, or we're going to be the party that tries to explain and defend failure.
Gingrich says the answer to the Republicans' troubles is a bold conservative agenda to rebuild the Gulf Coast, reform health care, provide tax incentives, and modernize energy policy. But that's a difficult task, and Republicans are not united on any of those issues. Then there are the ethics scandals. House Majority Leader Tom DeLay indicted on money laundering charges. Senate Majority Leader Bill Frist under investigation for insider trading. A White House procurement official arrested in connection with the investigation into the lobbying practices of Republican Party fundraiser Jack Abramoff. And just today, the news that presidential adviser Karl Rove is testifying again in the Valerie Plame case. All these allegations may be unrelated, but the Democrats are trying to convince voters they are all related to what they call a culture of corruption. Vin Weber.
The corruption issue at this point is the biggest single danger to Republicans. On the other issues that are negative for us, whether it's gas prices or the war in Iraq or people's perceptions of a weak economy, there really is no Democratic position. But on the issue of corruption, you don't need to have something to say other than that you're not the party in power.
If they could, Democrats would simply ride the corruption issue to victory next year. But party chair Howard Dean says the Democrats have to do more than that to take advantage of the Republicans' problems.
We have to have a program. We have to have a program. And the program is going to be nothing that would surprise you. Strong national defense, fiscal responsibility, which the Republicans have demonstrated they're incapable of, dealing with health care costs and availability, and education. That has to be the agenda and the only agenda. We do not need a platform that's based on 75 issues. We need to focus on issues that are really important to the voters.
But that will be a difficult task, too. The Democrats have had trouble unifying around a coherent message. The Republicans still have a huge fundraising edge, and there are only a couple dozen truly competitive seats in the House. In the Senate, Democrats are defending more seats than the Republicans. Last week, many GOP strategists were looking forward to the president's announcement of a Supreme Court nominee. They felt the antidote to the Republicans' woes would be a clear ideological showdown with the left that would rally the Republicans' conservative base, divide the Democrats again, and change the subject from ethics and Katrina. But that didn't happen. Instead, the nomination of Harriet Myers has roiled the base. That could change, says Vin Weber, when conservatives learn more about Myers. But for now,
we have not yet gotten anything that has gotten the base of the Republican Party very, very excited. And that's what's really essential in an off-year election.
Political analyst David Gergen, who's worked for both Republican and Democratic presidents, has seen his share of political sea changes.
It strikes me the more serious implications of what's been happening in the last few months is not whether the party control will change in 2006, but whether the conservative effort to build a long-term durable majority, whether that, which was doing so well through the last 2004 election, whether that's now hit a wall.
And that's a question that will be answered a little over a year from now. Mara Liasson, NPR News, Washington.